second half to forget there, Drax?
You could say that. We had a team talk at half time. The last thing I said to the boys was, we're not playing well, but if it's 0-0, we'll take that because it's a bad day at the office. So make sure we defend properly, make sure we keep doing the right things, and we'll take a draw if that's what we have to take. Don't go Harry Carey and defend properly. What do? Within a minute of the kickoff, a bad clearance from, I think it was Bruce Wilson, a header, sun in his eyes. Sam slipped, you're 1-0 down. After that, we're chasing the game, and to be fair, today we could have been down 6-0, if I'm honest, mate. We could have lost 6-0, and I couldn't have complained. So let's just say it's a bad day in the office. We'll be in tomorrow. We'll work on some things tomorrow morning, and then we'll go from there.
Were you planning to be in tomorrow?
No, we weren't planning to be in tomorrow, but we're definitely in tomorrow now. Because I think, you know, if we can't work hard and do the things we want on a Saturday, then we'll do it on a Sunday.
Really did collapse, though, after the goal went in.
Without a doubt, which is disappointing because last year I would have let them get away with it, you know, but this year we've got a few more experienced heads in the squad, so that shouldn't really happen. They should be pulling each other in. So very disappointing today.
Not taking any away, credit away from Welling, they're a good side.
Oh, they're a good side. If they never had the points deduction, I think they'll be sitting second or third in the table. They're a good young side that play with a lot of energy, work ethics, and fair play to them. You know, they deserve to be where they are.
In the first half, you could have criticised the team for not really creating much, Maidenhead that is. In the second half, it was the defensive thing that happened. What do you do when it's you're not creating anything and then your defence collapses like that?
Yeah, that's a frustrating thing at the moment. We had the only clear-cut chance of the first half. Bradley Kwamina pulled back, put it wide from, I don't know, 18 yards, whatever it was. And at the moment, we need to take them chances because if we don't, the defence at some point will crumble and we will concede a goal. That is a problem. You know, we've looked at systems, we've looked at personnel in different positions. We're not scoring enough goals, like I said to the press last week. You know, we need to score some goals from all round the park, really, to be effective.
How are the team feeling this evening? They must be quite frustrated, really.
They're very frustrated. They're not happy. I don't know what they had planned, but I think some of them have to change their plans because, like I said, they've ruined the supporters' weekend, they've ruined my weekend, and everybody else are doing Maidenhead, so I've ruined theirs.
Can you do that? Can you just bring them in on Sunday?
I don't see why not. We're paying them. I think by law, if 75% of them turn up, then I think everybody else has got to turn up.
Okay. The FA Cup, is that becoming a bit of a distraction?
It's a good distraction. You know, I don't care what anybody says. We want to win the FA Cup next week and stay in the FA Cup. But that shouldn't really, you know, take your eye off the ball in the league. Today's a league game, you know, it's good to go into the FA Cup in good confidence, but we just weren't at the races today.
It must be quite tough though, because it seems to be one week is the league, next week's the FA Cup, one week's the league, next week's the FA Cup. There's no rhythm to that, is there?
No, there's not, to be honest. But like I said, I'd rather be in it than not in it. And like I said, you'd expect the boys to have enough about them to want to play well today to stay in the team for next week.
Looking ahead to next weekend, are you confident that you can maybe create a bit of an upset?
I'm confident that if we turn up, which is what I always say, you know, we've got two ways of playing. We can be very, very good and we can be very, very average. Depends which Maidenhead turn up. On the plus side, Alex Wall's available next week. We know Alex Wall's going to bring a lot of energy and effort and a goal-scoring ability. So that will give us a little lift. But hand on heart, I'm hoping the boys will be up for a game of that magnitude. And, you know, we get through, but you know, we'll see. A week's a long way away.
You started with one striker this week. You're going away to a team in the league above next week. You're going to start with two strikers.
More than likely. Bit early to say. Depends on injuries and who trains well this week. But it's something, you know, we normally play 4-4-2. Every now and then we change it to see how it works. But at the moment, we just haven't got the mix quite right. So we'll work this week and see what happens.
It didn't work too badly, though, in the first half.
No, like I said, we looked solid enough because they didn't look like scoring. But again, we didn't create enough chances. And when we're at home, you know, you'd want to create a few more chances than we did.
Back to the FA Cup, it is a massive game for this club, though. A win into the first round proper, that is massive.
Oh, without a doubt. It's been a few years since we've been in the first round proper. We got a puncher's chance. You know, they're favourites. They're in the conference, even though they're struggling a little bit. And they're at home. But I tell you, if we turn up and play like we can, we'll give them a real game.
half time they were trailing. I'm not sure what the final score was their game today, but they've also got Luton in midweek, so that's surely an added bonus for you.
Well, I hope so. I hope Luton murder them and they get a few injuries. But I'll be going over to watch the game. But like I said, you know what it's like. They can treat us with respect, or they can take us lightly. And if they take us lightly, like I said, they might come unstuck, but we'll see.
Finally, are you feeling the pressure at all, Drax?
No, not really. Like I said, we're a team that we're going the right way. We're still doing well. You know, we've won two games in the FA Cup. Last year we got knocked out in the first round. So we're ahead of schedule, but we just need to get back to winning some games in the league.